and all the different services that you can tune into through the different broadcast bands, AM, FM, shortwave, television, satellite, all the public sector bands, all the ships ashore, aircraft, diplomatic security, all sorts of different things that are out there. And that's because we can talk about the amateur radio bands at other times during the week, so we set aside this time to talk about what else is on the radio spectrum. Basically, we cover everything from DC through light and anything else in between. We also talk about what equipment you would need to use to tune into these different frequencies and what kind of equipment, sources, and where you can find information. The basic ground rules for this net. One, requiring information on the repeater system, you need to go to www.n2row.net.
Some interesting from the language taxi service from Beijing.
told it was done for security reasons. As of last week, North came back online. About a month ago, maybe a little longer, Teterboro came on. But the other two airports in New Jersey, Hanover and Caldwell, are gone completely. They're just not transmitting anymore. And like I said, I did hear that it was done originally for security reasons. So you might let me know if you heard anything about that. N2NOVWA2OK said.
I don't know if any of you
we were talking about some of these newer scanners like the 396, the 996, the Pro 106 over the past couple of years. And now it's something that is more and more in the hands of the people because we hear it.
Always hunt around, especially those from the New York area like us. We don't
doing radio attacks as they're running around the city. What I found was some interesting little tidbits. They were talking about, there were a couple of gentlemen on there, one with a Russian accent and one with an Indian accent, which is how it sounded to me, trying to resolve some issues of teaming up computer A versus computer B. And I had assumed that it was part of their rollout for the EMS frequencies on the new narrow-banded section. In looking at the radio reference section for New York, his message here yesterday that one of the UTAC frequencies was heard yesterday in New York City. 453.7125 with voice checking from numerous locations from Midtown to the Battery. They were using both Motorola and Vertex radio, maybe prepping for an upcoming temperature trial is the question. And what makes me wonder then is that was I hearing these guys talk about testing that frequency? So that's true. And one of them was at the Staten Island Central Office for the Fire Department over in Slauson, right near Cloverleaf Park. So it might be that the big tower that they have there doesn't just have Fire Department and EMS stuff on there. It might also have some of these UTAC frequencies, and that might be what they're doing across the other four boroughs as well. So that might be an interesting layout. Hopefully, we'll figure this out. If anybody's got any information, please feel free to drop it in the email to me. And if whatever I find out, I'll let you guys know. But it looks like some interesting things going on. Enjoy your time with your family. That's more important. To keep the peace at home and the